best of.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm thankful and blessed, as always, Jolene. Thankful and blessed.
Good.
Let's get started with our birthdays. Tony Hinager Young, Miss Tony, happy birthday to you. Wendy Turner, happy birthday, Miss Wendy. Charlie Colley, happy birthday to you. Phyllis Abner Gibson, happy birthday. Now, Gibson, I see it. That's her old page. Her new page is Phyllis Coomer, because, yeah, she got married. So I was like, oh, happy birthday. And I've known her since we were kids. Camille Red, J-O-U-H, I don't know how to say that. John Fassi, happy birthday. And that is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
I have no idea. I haven't even been on Facebook. I worked all night and just woke up a few minutes ago, so I don't know. But if I do, happy birthday.
Oh, absolutely. I would say it's probably, well, it's sunny. It looks sunny outside, but probably better to say partly cloudy, but it's a cold 32. I mean, I like the 32 better than I do the 20s. I do not like the 20 digits.
Well, my weather app says 60 degrees. Beautiful and sunny out. We had a couple of days here that was really cold, like day before yesterday, the high was 26.
Oh, my. That must be what we're getting coming through on us, is that Arctic front, I think they said.
Yeah.
I was talking to my baby because right after we get through playing our song today, I'm going out the door and I'm going to pick up all the girls, and me and all the girls are going to watch a movie together. It's a Disney movie. I think it's Mona, maybe. Mona might be the name of it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Moana or something like that.
Moana. Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, yeah, so we're going to watch that. Anonymous, welcome to the show. May I ask who's calling?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, hi, how you doing? My name is Victor. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Victor.
Hi,
how
Victor.
Are you?
Hi, hello. Is Pioneer Paul there as well?
No, she's not here
hello?
Today. No, she's not here today.
Oh, shame. I hear you. Anyway, I just wanted to call in and let you know. I was listening a few days ago when you had some rascals come on and give you a hard time. And, you know, don't worry about all that. You're doing a great show and just keep it up.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
You know, and I just want to let you know, like, you know, this holiday season, I've been naughty, and I'd love to suck a lump of coal out of your asshole and suck it, you know, right out of your hole.
Cut him off.
Yeah, he's gone.
Why did you let him on?
Oh, my. Well, the thing, the number says anonymous. Which I have never seen that. It has to be some kind. It has to be. It has to be a computer device. Right. Oh my! I don't know. Big shout out to Michael Patterson. Thank you so much, Michael, out there for listening in and sharing the show and things. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot of videos of putting up on YouTube. I still got a lot more to do. I mean, man, what some great bands. Stillwater, such a great band. Modern Merlin, another great band. Royal Purples is another great band. Great, great bands at the party the other night. Oh, my, Jolene. So are y'all expecting any snow in the forecast or anything out there, Jolene?
No, the other day we had light dusting of snow, but
yeah.
No, for the next week or so we're supposed to be in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, well, I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, me too. The other day when it was 26 degrees, I thought I was going to freeze to death. You're used to the 50 and 60, and shoot, that's cold.
Yeah. That's like, you know, I dress in layers, you know, and it's funny because a friend of ours that's from here in Kentucky, that she's actually moving to Oregon because she's got to stay in a legal state because of her health issues, and she's using this plant to help heal herself. But she's leaving Michigan and going to Oregon, and I guess it was so cold in Michigan this morning, she was talking about she had on 4 pairs of socks.
Wow.
2 pairs of pants, 3 sweaters, you know. She's like, it is cold.
Yeah, I've seen on Phil's timeline, they was expecting a lot of snow out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Phil just always amazes me with, you know, he just always amazes me with how, I mean, they get dumped on, you know, it's like a bucket. Yeah.
Well, they're next to the lakes, and it's that lake effect snow is what that is.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, now, you know, I'd seen somebody post a picture out there the other day that they opened their front door, and the whole front door was a door of snow, you know.
Yeah, they
Could
do
you
a lot.
Imagine?
No, I can't. They
get
a lot, though.
Yeah, they do. And you know, the winds, a lot of people don't realize that the winds really, play a effect in that with the drifts. Man, the drifts are horrid. You know, it's like you just never know where it's going to be at.
Yeah, that's true.
As far as any news, let's see. Man, there's always so much news. I haven't had a chance to see a whole lot. Atomic agency leader warns of disaster if Trump tears up Iran's deal. And that's from The Guardian. And I think The Guardian is a piece of shit advertisement. I mean, not a media. Media, they're a media source, you know. They're one of those fake media sites that they have out there that call themselves newsworthy and reporting honestly about stuff. You know.
One of that shit you can't even pay any attention to.
I know, it's just horrible. Severe weather has hit the Great Lakes region 14 hours ago. I mean, people are having to dig themselves out and things, I'm seeing. So, yeah, I mean, so glad my sons were wanting to go up there, and so glad they didn't. Glad they backed out on that. Mm-hmm.
Winter hasn't even started yet either. Think about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Canada border bill passed through U.S. Senate, a bill potentially sweeping consequences for, hang on, it's trying to pull up. Canada border bill passed through the U.S. Senate. It's a bill that sweeps from the Canada-U.S. border. It's been adopted by the American Congress, allowing new projects aimed at speeding up travel through the international boundary. The so-called pre-clearance bill has now been adopted. Senate over Saturday night is now expected to become law with President Barack Obama's signature. I don't understand what that is. What does that mean? I have no idea what that means. I mean, it almost makes it sound like they're gonna make the speed limit higher, but then it don't say, you know, there's 12 million passengers that already live and use the Canadian airports, 8 of which use U.S. custom faculties. So they're going to extend the deal that 2 more airports. Oh, okay. I guess they're going to make 2 more airports. I don't know. Maybe make it. It sounds like an expansion to me. That's what it looks like.
Expansion,
let's see.
What,
if,
expansion of what? Airlines?
Of their airlines, Jolene. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? They do so much. They do so much that, I mean, I tell you, it would take an army of people just to track everything that they do on a daily basis, you know. Oil producers are going to cut output of 558,000 barrels a day. That's a lot of damn barrels of oil. But hell, I would say that we use a lot of oil.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Just think of the oil that this country uses.
Yeah. And they've got us, and I was thinking about this earlier, they've got us codependent upon this stuff now. Electric or, and you know, hell, I mean, gas or electric, and it's like, okay, which one do you like? Well, the gas is a little bit more I think you can depend on it a little bit more than you can with electric, because if your electric goes out, you're just fucked. Unless you got a generator or something, you know. But with gas, I mean, it's going to keep on and keeping you warm inside your place. But to me, it's explosive, you know.
Well, a lot of these plants anymore, you know, since coal isn't there, they're going to you know, use propane or gas, whatever,
uh-huh.
natural gas, whatever you want to call it, to power their plants.
Right, Jolene. Mm-hmm. Yep, they ain't got no choice, you know.
We use propane.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's a good warm heat. I think it's a good warm heat. Myself. You know,
to me,
it's
there
a really good warm heat.
There's nothing as sweet as a big roaring fireplace.
Well, that's true, Jolene. That is true, and the smell of it is what makes it even better. I think the smell is just great too, you know.
Yeah.
Caller, I don't know who you are, so you'll have to inbox me and tell me who you are, because we can't take calls. Unless I know who you are, so you'll have to inbox me or text me.
Yeah, there's too many idiots out there.
Yeah, I've got
probably
too much.
Same as it just said.
Too much craziness going on in the world. Yep, too much of it. We got about 6 minutes, and we're going to play a song, Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. I've got the naked women up there, Miss Jolene. And got the 5 o'clock somewhere stuck down right now. Yeah, I changed it on us.
Huh.
Yeah, and I'm going to change it again here in about another week, you know, just so that we got something different all the time. Like, you know, Puff Pass for Raymond Buddy Plant. Because, I mean, we've got so many people out there that's got, you know, such great songs, and I mean, this one about the naked women smoking marijuana, you know, has to do with mainly, my thing is Dustin Costas, a guy spending 15 years in Colorado in a prison for a plant.
When will he get out? When will he get out, Cold Dust?
Let's see. I think he's got maybe 3 or 4 more years, Jolene. He'll be 76 years old, and I think he's 72.
Wow. And, you know, that's a shame. Here he is in prison for something that's now legal.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
So, yeah, and I mean, and the thing about it, he got 15 years for it, you know. I'm saying it was his first offense. He'd never been in trouble in his life, you know. And he got 15 years, and he's going to be 76 years old. And that's still four more years from now.
And less than that for murder.
Well, I had seen, I can't think of what his name is, the Indian guy that's in prison. I can't think of, I can't think of your name. I'm so sorry. And prayers and thoughts go out to his family. His son, who he had never really got to see because he's been behind prison, had went to Washington, D.C. to rally about to free his father. And he was also battling some sickness, collapsed, and died up there.
Oh,
now, that's another tragedy. Yeah, and his...
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, so, I mean, yeah, you know, and I mean, it's not like these people are in prison for murder, violently raping somebody or harming children or beating up elderly and you know, I mean, eating corpse, you know what I'm saying? I mean, these people was growing a plant. You know, I know a guy right now in Kentucky, he got busted with eight plants, and he said that all eight plants were only 3 days old. So there really wasn't much. You could have put them all eight together and couldn't even get a joint. And he's facing felony charges.
Well, I mean, that young, it's not going to do any good to smoking anyway. I mean, really?
Right.
That's horrible.
You know, and I mean, evidently he's going through so much traumatic abuse over this, even from his family. And what it was, he just wanted to grow his own. For his own medicine, because he, you know, I think he's a veteran and he didn't want to take these pills and things. And so he got arrested for cultivating all kinds of different charges. But, you know, I seen him this earlier this morning, like 4 o'clock, I think I was seeing him. He said he wished he wouldn't even wake up when he went to sleep because he was going through so much over a plant. You know.
Who turned him in? Somebody had to turn him in.
Right. I have no idea, Jolene.
That's a shame.
I just know it is. I mean, you know, it's, well, like he said, it's destroyed his whole fucking life. If he'd have got a DUI, he said a DUI wouldn't have been nothing like this.
Well, he'd been doing heroin. He'd been all right. They patted him on the back, gave him a shot and a free needle, and sent him on his way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, Jolene. You know, it's like, hell, everything's all backwards and fucked up, ain't it? You know.
You ain't kidding.
I'm like, man. I say, where do you people come from? And then they tell me, oh, it's the millennial people. I said, well, you know what I've noticed about the millennial people? On these millennial people, you'll find some of them, they have an old soul. They don't appear to be millennials. You know, some of them's got an old soul. And some of them, it's like, oh, my, man, they just missed the whole boat.
Well, I mean, that's just a label anyway. Just because you're a millennial, you don't have to be an idiot.
Right. Right. I know, darling. It's like I just can't understand it, you know. I don't know. I think we're supposed to be out there working and trying to love and be a help to one another, you know. But, man, I mean, the evilness is it's just running rapid, rapid. We got about 1 minute before we take a break. I want to thank everybody out there again. Thank you so much, Luke Weebinga. We appreciate you out there for sharing and listening to the show. And, he's forming a corporation. I think with the Opie's Law, it's becoming a corporation or an LLC or something like that. He's supposed to call and talk to us about that. But, yeah, and he's wanting to do it in all 52 states, he says. So, and he's already got it done in the state of Pennsylvania because he posted it. I mean, he posted the paper. But we're going to take a break. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here. But, oh, no, it's not that. It's not it. It's Naked Women.
I called in. Old habits are hard to break.
Yes, it is. It's Naked Women's. Well, we'll switch it back, and then I've just been so stuck on that for so long. Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. We'll be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. Here we go.
Woohoo!
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
saw me.
Dave's not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamazo, kana. Huneb, hinab, hinni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasens, pia insangu, kef kif, kiev, kini.
Dave? Door. Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave, now will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
All right, Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. I want to thank everybody out there for listening in. Thank you always so much, Miss Jolene. Glad to have you here. And hope you have a great weekend. God bless everybody out there. We'll be back with another show. It is Saturday night. No drinking, driving, texting, driving, and Pokemon driving. Love you, people,
yep.
And bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.